State of Fear, Disc 10.
Forest, Monday, October 11th, 11:11 a.m. Kenner was 15 miles away, driving east on Route 47, listening to Sarah's radio. Her transmitter was still on, clipped to her belt. It was hard to be sure what was happening, because each lightning strike produced a burst of static that lasted for the next 15 seconds. Nevertheless, he understood the most important point. Evans and Sarah had gotten away from the SUV, but the lightning hadn't stopped. In fact, it seemed that the lightning was following them. Kenner had been yelling into his handset, trying to get Sarah's attention, but apparently she had turned her volume down or was too busy dealing with what was happening in the ghost town. He kept saying, "It's following you," over and over, but she never answered. Now there was a long burst of static, followed by silence. Kenner switched channels.
"Sanjung?"
"Yes, Professor." "Have you been listening?"
"Yes."
"Where are you?" Kenner said.
"I am on Route 190, going north. I estimate I am 3 miles from the web."
"Any lightning yet?"
"No, but the rain has just started here. First drops in the windshield."
"Okay, hang on." He went back to Sarah's channel. There was still static, but it was fading.
"Sarah! Are you there? Sarah! Sarah!"
Kenner heard a cough, a distant cough.
"Sarah!"
A click, a bang, someone fumbling with the radio. A cough.
"This is Peter. Evans.
What's happening there?"
"Dead."
"What?"
"She's dead. Sarah's dead. She got hit with a brick, and she fell, and then there was a lightning strike that hit her full on the body, and she's dead. I'm right here beside her. She's dead. Oh, shit, she's dead."
"Try mouth to mouth."
"I'm telling you, she's dead."
"Peter, mouth to mouth."
"Oh, God. She's blue."
"That means she's alive, Peter."
"Like a corpse. A corpse."
"Peter, listen to me." But Evans wasn't hearing anything. The idiot had his finger on the radio button. Kenner swore in frustration. And then suddenly a new blast of static. Kenner knew what it meant. There had been another lightning strike. A bad one.
"Sanjung?"
Now Kenner heard nothing but static on Sanjung's channel, too. It lasted 10 seconds. 15 seconds. So Sanjung had a strike, too. Only then did Kenner realize what must be causing it. Sanjung came back, coughing.
"Are you all right?" "I had a lightning strike, very near the car. I cannot imagine, so close."
"Sanjung," Kenner said, "I think it's the radios."
"You think?"
"Where'd we get them?"
"I had them FedExed from D.C.
"Package delivered to you personally?"
"No, to the motel. The owner gave it to me when I checked in. But the box was sealed."
"Throw your radio away," Kenner said.
"There's no cellular net. We won't be in communic—"
Nothing more. Just a blast of static.